It appears highly likely the Prime Minister will break a long-standing promise in next week's budget by slashing the private health insurance rebate for middle and high-income earners. The Treasurer won't confirm or deny the reports, but he says the government won't shirk tough choices to deliver commitments to pensioners and infrastructure. It's estimated the move would save $1.9 billion over 3 years. Before the election in 2007, both Mr Rudd and his health minister Nicola Roxon promised they'd keep the private health insurance rebate, saying the Liberals were trying to scare voters into believing Labor would axe it. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
It's an old tactic, leak the bad news before the budget to give the government clean air on Tuesday night for the so-called good news. This week's no different. Yesterday it was revealed the Medicare safety net would be tightened. Today's revelation, there'll be major changes to the 30% private health insurance rebate. If true, that would be a broken promise. Prior to the 2007 election, Kevin Rudd and Nicola Roxon promised the rebate would be retained and dismissed the Liberals for trying to scare voters into thinking that Labor would axe it. The opposition's health spokesman, Peter Dutton.
This is a huge move by the Rudd government, which is certainly a break of an election promise. Not just an election promise, but repeatedly over the term of this Rudd government, they've promised to preserve the incentives in private health insurance. 11 million Australians have private health insurance, and each one of them can expect to pay more for their private health insurance premiums, because if hundreds of thousands of people are driven out of private health insurance by the Rudd government, that will make it more expensive for those who remain on private health insurance, and that's particularly bad for lower income families. It's bad for older Australians, and this is a huge broken promise by Kevin Rudd, and he should stand condemned for it.
But this measure is going to be introduced for individuals who earn more than $74,000 and couples earning more than $150,000. Given that government needs to find $200 billion to cover its shortfall, can't they afford to pay?
The government's been splashing billions of dollars on cash handouts. They haven't spent $1 on health. And now we find they're going to force hundreds of thousands of people out of the private health system into the public system. And the second fact, of course, in relation to all of this, is that people who are on waiting lists in public hospitals now are going to be waiting longer. The demands on public health services are going to increase because people will drop out of private health insurance. And that's why this decision puts pressure on the whole health system. And it makes a complete mockery of Mr Rudd's election promise that he would fix public hospitals by June 2009. He's got 6 weeks to go to keep that election promise. We've seen no action by this government except to force people out of private health into the public system, which is going to be bad for health in general, right across both sectors in this country.
There'll be a new sliding scale for the rebate. Those earning under $74,000 won't be affected. The 30% will be scaled down for those earning over that amount and will disappear altogether for those on $130,000 and couples earning $240,000. It's understood the move will save nearly $2 billion over 3 years and that the cuts will be introduced from July next year. And to soften the blow, the government will argue that high-income earners will still get their tax cuts. But there'll be a penalty for those high-income earners who refuse to take out private health insurance. The Medicare levy surcharge will be increased by 50%. The Treasurer, Wayne Swan, was asked about it on ABC's News Radio.
So I can't comment constantly on the speculation in the newspapers. I can't do that on a daily basis. What I can say to you is that I won't shirk, neither will the government shirk, the hard choices, especially if that means making room for a commitment to pensioners and vital nation-building investments to support jobs.
The Treasurer, Wayne Swan. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, was also asked about planned changes to the health insurance rebate a short time ago on commercial radio, and like his Treasurer, he didn't deny it.
If you're going to engage in long-term reform, and for example, do the right thing over time for our pensioners, it means that you've got to have an overall long-term balance in the sorts of measures you take in the budget.
I'll take that as a yes, then.
No, you've got to make sure that you balance things out over time.
The Prime Minister speaking on Fairfax Radio.